Aloha in Christ. I'm Pastor Mitch Gowan. The New Testament reading for today is from Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at the 15th verse. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk on wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives, as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Now this mystery is profound, and I'm saying that it refers to Christ in the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Jesus said, whoever finds his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. The same goes for marriage, at least according to St. Paul in today's lesson. Wives, submit to your husband as you would to the Lord, and husbands, love your wife and be ready to give your life for her, just as Jesus did for the church. Whenever a bride would bristle at the word submit, I would remind her that all she has to do is follow her husband, but he has to die for her. It brings up that old joke about the wife saying, honey, you're always telling everyone you would die for me, but you never do it. I met the amazing woman who became my wife at Denver Lutheran High School. After years of dating, I finally decided to ask her to marry me, and not fully understanding the whole romantic plans thing, I proposed during a rain delay at the Denver Bears baseball game. She said yes, and forgave me for my choice of proposal locations. It got even worse that night when I took her home and was going to officially ask her dad for permission to marry his daughter, and when we arrived, he was polishing his shotgun out on the porch. Fortunately, he also said yes. Now, the math doesn't work when it comes to giving yourself away to another person. Logic and arithmetic teach us if we give something away, we have less of whatever it is that we gave away. And yet, when we give ourselves away in marriage, we become even more than we were before we spoke our vows. This is the mystery St. Paul is talking about. We no longer just live for ourselves. We live for another, whom we promise to love and cherish till death do us part. And we threw in a few other things, like richer or poor, sickness and in health, better or worse. And even for those days when they can't meet our unrealistic expectations. Now, the test of these vows is our life together. And whether or not we believe that God can daily resurrect our relationship and lead us closer and closer to his heart. Holding fast to each other, even loving one another, is just not enough. There needs to be more. And that is why St. Paul says the wife follows the husband, and the husband follows Jesus, and both rely not on themselves, but on a God who created them to be unique and unreproducible, but also created them to be one flesh. And he's promised to forgive them whenever they aren't either of those things. Frederick Buechner said, whether the bride and groom are to live happily ever after or never be so happy again depends entirely on how faithfully, by God's grace, they are able to keep that promise. And so back to Jesus, and as if you find your life, you'll lose it. But if you lose your life, give it away for my sake, by loving your wife, forgiving her, encouraging her, helping her, praying for her, and living for her. You will find what you didn't even know existed, and the two of you, who are really now just one, will have the grace and mercy to handle whatever this world and Satan throws at you, which will be considerable. And eventually, by God's grace, his love and his forgiveness and his heart, you will live happily ever after. Let us pray. O Lord, we implore you, let your continual pity cleanse and defend your church. And because she cannot continue in safety without your aid, preserve her evermore by your help and goodness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, Father, and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen and aloha.